to show you that there is a power that knows how to take care of all things if you trust it. That power, of course, is you, but you don't know it. I've been trying to get a hold of a certain picture of Ramana Maharshi for quite a while. Well, first I should tell you that when I was 17, I was led in mysterious ways to Arunachala, where I met Ramana. I won't elaborate on that right now, but there was mysterious circumstances that caused that. So going back to now, I tried to get a picture of Ramana Maharshi that I liked. And sure enough, last week, George brings me the same picture as a present in color that I've been looking for a long time. So I took it home and hung it on the wall. In the meanwhile, I had a visitor from Hawaii who used to be one of my students who came to see me. He was traveling through. And he brought a lei and put it around my neck. So I took off the lei and put it around Ramana's picture. And he said to me, after being on this path for so-called 10 years or more, he said, "I didn't know you worship gurus." Now, he should have known better. So I explained to him the facts. Ramana is not a guru. He is the same as myself. I am simply paying homage to myself. There is only one self, and we are all that. So when I honor him with a lay, I'm doing it to me, because he is none other than myself. And you are none other than myself also. So it's not guru worship. It's bowing to yourself, praying to yourself, worshiping yourself, because God dwells in you as you. But this just goes to show you that there is a power that knows how to take care of you, that loves you, that is always on your side. It only requires one thing: surrender. Surrender to yourself. God, Guru, and Self are one. Bow down to yourself. Love yourself. When I speak of yourself, I'm not referring to your ego self. There's something about you that perhaps you're not aware of yet. The absolute reality we've been talking about. That is you. That's what you worship. That's what you bow down to. That's what you express. Never defile yourself by hating yourself. Never believe there's any mistake you've made that's going to rise up against you. Everyone has made mistakes. Forget it. Begin to realize who you are. Begin to love yourself dearly. Have mercy on yourself. Lift yourself up and become free. Any questions about that?
I know that it's a mistake to take these words literally, as you've said many times. You speak of the one self as being pure intelligence, and then you speak of its great love. And so it's so hard to realize that this thing is beyond these words, which we can't help at our level in associating with, you know, a more tangible identity.
Yes.
Those words, pure intelligence, you know, what do we think about? Naturally, we think about the workings of the mind.
Human intelligence.
Yeah.
Of course. That's why I say, if I say anything at all, if I speak, listen with your heart, not with your head. Get your head out of the way. Do not try to analyze. Because you can only analyze with your own concepts. Rather let it happen, let it be. Become open. And then things begin to happen.
One other thing that went through my mind, this is a different point entirely, but which indicates that the Greek teachings are the same as yours. I've read that over the entrance to the Greek mysteries were the words written, "Know thyself," which is really their teaching.
Well, this teaching is neither Greek, nor Hebrew, nor Christian, nor Hindu. It's just a universal message of the truth. That's as ancient as the hills. It's nothing new. Only it works. Something happens to lift us up above the mundane and into freedom. And you will know when it happens. Because you'll have a feeling of immortality, a feeling of spaciousness. Right now you feel bound to a body. When you become free, your body will no longer hinder you, even though you may appear to still have it. You'll feel omnipresence. The whole universe will be you. You'll be in bliss all the time. But you will still appear as an ordinary person to most people.